Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the CEO and head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, here we are May 7th and 8th, depending on when you're listening to this. If it's Saturday, May 7th, it's 9 o'clock roughly, and if it's Sunday, May 8th, you're listening to this rebroadcast at 7:05. Next week, the Capital Air Race Series continues on. Saturday, May 14th is the Canterbury Shaker Village Cross Country 5K and Walk. That's at 10 a.m. That's at Canterbury Shaker Village. And the next race after that would be Saturday, June 4th, the Run for the Animals 5K and Fitness Walk. And that will be at Northeast Delta Dental. And it's called the Over the River and Through the Woods. Both of these courses are absolutely beautiful. The Capital Air Race Series is very competitive, as always. Close age groups, as well as overall. So we're really looking forward to the next several races. If you want to know the standings, just go on the website, runcarsnh.com. Last week's show was not sports-related. It was on early learning and the importance of treating people from 0 to 4, nurture them, and treating them right, because all the science and statistics now show that when a child is nurtured from 0 to 5, that's the best correlation between success in high school and later as an adult. So with me last weekend was Jackie Kahl, who is the executive director of Early Learning New Hampshire. She did an absolutely fabulous job. For, again, my racing friends, don't forget Canterbury Shaker Village, Saturday, May 14th. So on the subject of sports, with me today, this weekend, is Pat Mulcahy, who is the executive director of the Grand State Games. Welcome, Pat. Thank you for joining me. I'm sure you are busy planning it and probably have better things to do than spending your weekend with Tom Raffio, but thank you for joining me.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Thanks, Tom, for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Well, let's level set the audience, because last year was the first year of the Granite State Games, and I was pretty active in it and witnessed a lot of the actual games. Really exciting. I think you're going to have to bring the listening audience back and explain, you know, what grades are eligible and how the whole process works.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be happy to. So last year, as you mentioned, was the inaugural year for the Granite State Games, and we had over 820 participants of New Hampshire high school student-athletes. And what we did was we took the state and we divided it into four regions. We had the southern region, the coastal region, the Monadnock region, and the lakes region. And eligible players are current eighth graders to current juniors. And we offered six sports last year: soccer, lacrosse, field hockey, basketball, volleyball, and track and field. And players tried out for their particular sports based on where they lived or where they went to school. And if they were selected, they came to Southern New Hampshire University and the Derryfield School. They competed over the course of one long weekend while representing their families, their school, their community, and of course their region. So it was a great success. We had, you know, outstanding numbers for our first year. We were able to build a lot of momentum within the community. So we're very excited for year two, which is quickly approaching.
And your website is granitestategames.org. So if I go on to the granitestategames.org, I'll get more information on this if I'm a parent or a student athlete.
Absolutely. Yep, that is the website. And you know, it'll outline the – we're up to eight sports now. We've actually added two additional sports. So with the original six, we've added golf and softball. So we're excited about those two additions. So you'll see all the different sports that we offer, the directors that lead those sports, the different regional coaches that we have in place, obviously our sponsors, which have played a huge role in making this a success. So, yep, our website, you know, is pretty thorough and, you know, highlights all the different things that we are doing and have to offer. So it's exciting.
And just so parents and student athletes don't get nervous, the NHIA is supportive of this, or at least say that it's okay, correct?
That is correct. Yeah, we had a sit down with them going into year one, and you know, they can't officially put their stamp of approval on it, but they just wanted to make it clear that we followed their bylaws in place to make sure that, you know, we don't jeopardize any student athletes' eligibility, which of course is our number one priority. So so we feel good about that relationship. We haven't really had any dialogue this past year just because we feel like we're abiding their rules. And
you know, a lot of the athletic directors throughout the state are fully aware of what we're doing, and a lot of their coaches are participating either directly by coaching the games or indirectly by having their players participate. So it's, we definitely feel good about that working relationship.
Now, you're less than 2 months away, so tell us about your planning group, how that – so it's, obviously you have some coaches, but you also have some marketing people. Tell us about the group.
We do, yeah. So the games are less than 2 months away. They kick off the week of June 20th. Again, they're going to take place at Southern New Hampshire University and the Derryfield School. And we have a board because we are a 501c3 nonprofit, and it's a working board. It's made up of six outstanding professionals that are really into youth sports, really into what we're trying to do here for the state. They are very, very hands-on. They devote a lot of time and energy and resources to making this a success. And then underneath them, we have some advisors such as yourself that, you know, people that have been kind enough to offer some assistance in many different ways. And then we have directors in place that oversee the different sports. So we have, you know, a soccer person, of course, that would lead the soccer division and lacrosse, et cetera, et cetera. And then underneath them, they have their regional staff. So because there's four regions, you know, the boys soccer program, for example, would have four boys regional coaches, and then, of course, four girls regional coaches. So it's a pretty extensive team, and everyone has been outstanding and really buying into what we're trying to do. You know, we're not a smash and grab sports organization that's looking to make as much money as possible. So we're very, very inexpensive. It's $130 to participate. You get a lot of good things in that $130 from two uniforms and obviously the opportunity to compete at state-of-the-art facilities. And of course, you know, we boasted 26 college coaches that came last year to recruit New Hampshire's finest. So we're expecting them to come back and hopefully add a few more.
Can you give us an update on the tryouts? I'm sure we sparked some interest, and maybe it's too late for some of the sports, but give us an update on the tryouts.
Yeah, the tryouts have, most of them have already taken place. So the rosters have been submitted actually for softball, field hockey, and volleyball is almost complete as well. Soccer is wrapping up as we speak. Basketball is wrapping up as we speak. So a lot of the tryouts have already occurred. Golf is the one exception, just because, you know, we couldn't really get indoors for golf. So those tryouts are taking place as we speak. So we should hopefully have everything nailed down by, you know, June 1st is when we're hoping to have all the tryouts done, the rosters completed, everything posted online. And then for the last, you know, 2 or 3 weeks, then we can really just hammer in on making the event an actual success.
Having been a little bit more active last year, going to a lot of the meetings, I mean, last year you had some very prestigious coaches in the region. So how did you sort of recruit them and get their commitment? Because I'm sure they're busy people as well.
Yeah, that was a huge milestone for us. You know, as you know, as a business owner, you're only as good as your staff. So it was very important for us to go out and find reputable people in each of the six sports last year. And obviously now we're up to eight. So that was kind of definitely a big to do for us. So we've been very, very lucky to secure eight different sporting directors that are male and female and just very dialed into that particular sport statewide, because they need to kind of maximize their resources and obviously staff, you know, the four regions, which it can be tricky when you're, you know, if you're based in the southern area, you might not have too many contacts in the Lakes region, for example. So our sporting directors have been absolutely phenomenal, because they've spent a lot of time to, one, secure the coaches, but then two, you know, stay, work with them to obviously get the word out to all the players in that region to try out.
Now, you mentioned you have the support, not the endorsement, but you have the support of NHIA. What about the athletic directors? Are they supportive of this?
Yeah, the ones that we've spoken to are supportive of it. You know, they are so busy with so many things going on a daily basis, you know, between, you know, game schedules and, you know, if it's raining out, they need to reschedule or postpone. They have transportation. I mean, there's so many things that are on their immediate radar that, you know, they're supportive of what we're doing, but we don't really put a lot of stock into relying on them, just because they're so busy with so many things going on. We're trying to go directly to the coaches themselves and asking for their support to either, one, get involved directly by either being a coach or an assistant coach, or indirectly by just, you know, spreading the word to their players to, you know, try out for the games, which has been great. We also have some student ambassadors, which have been vital. We have about 30 student ambassadors statewide, and last year we had about four. So that's really exciting, and those are kind of boots on the ground for us. Those are student athletes that are in the schools and they're meeting with the athletic directors and the coaches, and they're utilizing social media. So that's been key for us to just kind of help grow our brand and grow the word about the games.
So the website, again, is granitestategames.org. And I know it's relatively inexpensive to register and get involved, but are there scholarships available if economics were an issue for a parent?
Absolutely, yeah. We have money set aside for financial aid for those that would like to participate but just can't afford it. So that's absolutely no problem. There is an application process for that. We also have $8,000 set aside in scholarship money. For $2,000 in each region have been set aside, $1,000 for a boy, $1,000 for a girl, in scholarship money. So any student athlete that participates in the game can submit an application along with some letters of recommendation for this scholarship. And last year we physically gave checks for $1,000 to boys and girls throughout the state. There was 8 that were awarded, which was very exciting. And then we also donated some money to the New Hampshire Food Bank, which we were very proud of as well.
That's awesome. Now, you added 2 additional sports, golf and softball. So for my wrestling friends, why not wrestling? You didn't get a wrestling coach interested, or how did that work?
Yeah, you and I obviously spoke about this before, and we really can add any sport. So the addition of golf and softball wasn't that difficult. We were able to find James Turner, who is the golf pro at Sky Meadow. He wanted to get on board, and he said he would help lead that program for us. And David Hedge, with softball, who was the president of New Hampshire Softball, he wanted to get on board. So in regards to adding wrestling or any other sport, as long as we have someone who wants to be involved and has the resources to kind of secure coaches throughout the state, we'd love to add wrestling or badminton or you name it, tennis. We can add any sport, really. So, you know, we want to continue to grow, but obviously
I can see tennis, but I don't see badminton. I don't see it at the high school level. Okay, so after commercial break, we'll explore what other states are doing and how you benchmark other states to make our program the best in the United States. Tom Raphael will return with Pat Mulcahy, the executive director of Granite State Games, after commercial break. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raphael, and with me this week in May 7th and 8th is Patrick Mulcahy, the executive director of Granite State Games. Just again, for my running friends, reminder, next weekend, Saturday, May 14th, is the 4th race of the Capillaire Race Series, and that's at Canterbury Shaker Village at 10 a.m. You can register for that race even if you're not a member of the series, but if you want to know your place in the standings, just go on the website runcarsnh.com. So, Patrick, your background is in sports. You obviously have brought the Granite State Games to New Hampshire, and I remember about 3 years ago when this was a gleam in your eye and you talked to me about it. I guided you and basically said, if you have the energy and can get the right people involved, then obviously you take the lead. I see all the notes that you put together. So, but your history with these type of games dates back when you were a student athlete and you played in the New York equivalent, correct?
That is correct. Yep, I was born and raised in Syracuse, New York, and participated in the Empire State
Games.
That's
cold and a long way away, and they can't even ski there.
Exactly. That's why I got out of there. So my dad's still there. He's retired. He's living the dream in upstate New York. So, I participated in the Empire State Games, and it was an awesome experience because you get to, you know, team up with players in your region to represent your region and compete statewide. So it had a lasting impression on me as a young student athlete. So it's something that I cherish. And when I went to school at the University of Rhode Island, it was funny because my roommate in college had a Bay State Games jacket, and we ended up trading, you know, the Empire one for the Bay State Games. So the Bay State Games has been around for about 30 years. They have about 50,000 members. They do a summer games as well as a winter games. So there's 32 states around the country that offer the statewide competition, which is governed by the National Congress of State Games. So
when you had this idea a few years ago, did you contact the National Congress and you got the sort of, for lack of a better term, the franchise rights to it?
Exactly. Yep. So we reached out to them and explored the option of offering something like this in New Hampshire. They obviously loved the idea. They thought it was great. So we became a member of the National Congress of State Games, and I've had some dialogue with the executive director at the Bay State Games, who's been very, very helpful. He's held that position for about 20 years now. So he's kind of led me in some good directions in terms of, you know, things to think about, things not to do. So that's been a huge resource. So it's been a nice working community to kind of just, you know, piggyback from and obviously ask questions when needed.
So you use Massachusetts as a benchmark. That's good. And of course, your own experience in New York. So why do you think, so there's 32 states across the country. So why did it take New Hampshire so long to adopt it? I know way back that I think there were the Granite State Games and they kind of went away. So it's just you needed someone like yourself to spearhead it, I suppose, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I did hear through the grapevine that they tried the Granite State Games before. I'm not exactly sure if it was based on what we're doing today. So I don't really know the answer to that, but I mean, it does take a lot of work. I mean, this has become a full-time job. So, you know, maybe someone just didn't have the time to devote to it or didn't have the resources. So, you know, being that I participated in something like this as a kid and being involved with youth sports right now as my career, it just seemed like it was a great opportunity for student athletes here in New Hampshire. So I was able to kind of assemble a great team, and it's, you know, despite being a lot of work, it's been incredibly rewarding. So I'm very, very lucky to have some good friends such as yourself that kind of bought into what I wanted to do and supported it and have helped kind of guide me along the way.
Yeah, you definitely have the right players, as Jim Collins would say, the right players on the team, on the bus, no pun intended. And some of the advice I gave you is be compulsive with the notes and details. And I see that all the time from you, sometimes at midnight, but all the follow-up is documented. And I don't know if I said it once, I said it 500 times. Make sure you get the NHIIA and the ADs, at least, if not endorsed, at least on board. And you did that. So
absolutely.
I commend you. So you mentioned, of course, you're the key in all this. The leader is always the key. But you do have some title sponsors that you might want to reference?
Absolutely, yeah. We have 5 title sponsors, which we're very excited about. They actually were all title sponsors again last year. One is In the Net Sports Academy, which is actually my company, New Hampshire Orthopedic Center, Southern New Hampshire University, the Derryfield School, and the Union Leader. So we're excited that they wanted to continue to be a part of our program. And like I said, they were title sponsors last year. And they wanted to continue again this year, so that was great.
And I was just at Southern New Hampshire for another conference, and I know that you know, we're connected there, so that's worked out well. Great fields, and of course Derryfield being right down the road, that, you know, that works out works out great. Now, one of the things we learned is maybe we need to have some, I don't know, trappings in addition to the game. So this year we've brought on a inspirational speaker, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. We're very excited about that. Northeast Delta Dental has kindly sponsored Greg Reynolds from Making Lemonade to come in, and he's going to speak at our opening day ceremony, which is Thursday, June 23rd at Southern New Hampshire University. And the opening ceremony, I think, is very cool. We did it last year. Last year we had Sal's Pizza, you know, donate pizza and drinks for all the student athletes. They arrived at SNU. They were wearing their regional color shirt. We fed them. We gave them, you know, a goodie bag with a whole bunch of, you know, cool stuff in there. And then they walked around the stadium, very similar to, you know, what you're going to see this summer in Rio with the Summer Olympics. So we had the mayor come last year. We're hoping to secure him again this year to come and say a few words. And it was a great idea by you to say, hey, would you be interested in maybe having a motivational speaker come and say some words to the kids? And I think they're going to love it. You know, I've done a little bit of due diligence on Greg, and he seems like an amazing person, and his story, I think, will go a long way with these student athletes. So we're very excited about
that. And briefly, Greg's story was he served our country. When he came back, then he got into an accident and lost his arm, and I saw him actually about a year ago this time at the Northeast Delta Dental Stadium. He gave a motivational speak to the New Hampshire Scholars, which is all the students at most of the high schools across the state who have taken orchestrated AP courses and are considered scholars. Anyway, he did a great job at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium, met him, actually brought him in to our own employees, and I thought he would be the perfect inspirational speaker for this event because he's an athlete himself, and basically, just as his title says, he's turned lemon into lemonade. And I think it'd be a great way, inspirational way, to start to kick off the event. So I'm glad he was able to do it, and we're glad to be a part of it. So you mentioned this has almost become a full-time job for you, if not full-time, but you're also the head of the Internet Sports Academy, and you also, the listening audience may not know, but you're also a professional soccer player. So why don't you give us that a little background on both?
Yeah, so I started Internet, it was Internet Soccer Academy about 10 years ago, and we've been able to grow and expand throughout the years, and Internet Soccer Academy has now turned into Internet Sports Academy. So we've added several new sports. Soccer, of course, was our main catalyst of a sport, and then we've added, you know, basketball, softball, baseball. So we're up to 13 different sports now, and we pride ourselves on training. So if your child is looking for additional training, you would come to us, and we have all kinds of camps, clinics, private lessons, you name it, led by licensed professionals. So it's been an awesome career for me because I really enjoy sports and I love working with kids. So, you know, I'm actually off to practice, you know, when we get done with our interviews. So it's been a huge part of my life, and I'm very excited.
And I'll give a shout out to Pat. I mean, he's so good with youth athletes, student athletes, and I know really had a tremendous impact on actually all four of my kids, one way or the other. So tell us, you also played soccer professionally. So.
I did, yeah. I was fortunate enough to play at the University of Rhode Island on a scholarship, which was an awesome opportunity. It was a great school. I was able to have a great career both, you know, on the field and more importantly in the classroom. And then I've been able to continue that playing career both down in the Boston area as well as up here in New Hampshire. So soccer has been an amazing catalyst for my life in terms of just meeting people such as yourself, networking, you know, growing my knowledge, my connections, you name it. So I mean, it's been great. I owe the game a lot, so I'm very happy to give back to the community, you know, with the Granite State Games, but also, you know, working with kids within the net. So I feel very, very fortunate.
Perfect. And that's, again, back to the Granite State Games, it's graniteStateGames.org. Now, you have a pretty famous student-athlete client, right? A sort of All-American woman who's first at Notre Dame. Tell us about her.
Yeah, so Morgan Andrews, she is the epitome of the all-around student-athlete. She is an amazing soccer player. It was actually funny. Her father reached out to me, Mark, who is an awesome guy, when she was 6 years old, wanted to do some private training, and I thought it was completely insane. And make a long story short, Morgan has had a tremendous career. She went to the University of Notre Dame on scholarship, ended up transferring. Now she's at the University of Southern California on scholarship. She's in the national team pool. She is the epitome of a student athlete. She works incredibly hard. She's really, really good giving back to the community. She has her own little nonprofit set up, Kicks for Cans. So she's been great. So it's one of our many success stories within the net, but she's definitely our most successful by far.
She definitely knows her roots. She comes back to New Hampshire, when requested to do so for appearances. It's great.
Absolutely.
So let's get back to the Granite State game. So if I'm out there and I sparked interest, I'm an adult or a student athlete, and I just basically maybe want to see the games. It's pretty much too late to, except for golf, to try out. But if I want to go to Southern New Hampshire and see the games in action or Derryfield, how would I go about doing that?
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to be athletic events that, you know, Mr. or Mrs. Smith, for example, can come and pay the gate fee, which is, you know, it's $7 for the entire weekend, and they can come and watch New Hampshire's finest high school student athletes compete. We also are looking for volunteers because, as I'm sure you can imagine, with over 1,000 student athletes participating and lots of moving parts, you know, we're always looking for helping hands, whether it's, you know, people just pointing student athletes in the right direction or helping with registration, you name it. So, you know, my contact information is on the website. So if someone's interested in helping out as a volunteer, we'd love to have them. Or if they just want to come by, you know, that Thursday, June 23rd to check out, you know, the opening ceremony and some games, you know, they're more than welcome to come.
It's well worth it. Really quick, in 10 seconds, do you have enough referees or should they contact you? I know that's always a problem.
It is always a problem. Our directors, again, that's one of the many hats that they wear. They are in charge of securing referees, and they've all done a great job lining those up.
Perfect.
So I feel good about it.
This is First Class, GraniteStateGames.org. We'll hope to see everybody in June. Pat Mulcahy, thank you for joining me. Tom Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.